Good evening. This is Kent Lindquist along with my co-host Al Corns, and you're listening to The Feeling of Jazz here on 89.1 FM, The Lakeshore. We're here every Sunday night for 2 hours of some of the finest in modern mainstream jazz, so we hope you'll stick around. It's a two-hour show, and we'll take a break for the news at the top of the hour for 5 minutes, and we'll be back with a second hour. So I think you can look forward to some swinging sounds tonight. I'm going to open up with our highlight artist, volume two of our highlight artist of the week, our alto sax man Art Pepper. And one of his best LPs burned onto a CD by Contemporary Records back in 1957 is a little thing called Star Eyes. Now, the rhythm section on this particular LP was really stellar. It was Red Garland on piano, Paul Chambers on bass, and Philly Joe Jones on drums, which at the time were doing a gig in L.A. with the leader of the group, Miles Davis. And so they had a free day, and they called the rhythm section into the studio and teamed him up with Art Pepper. Turned out this excellent album called, appropriately, Art Pepper Meets the Rhythm Section. Let's listen to them do Star Eyes. Thank you. just heard the alto sax artistry of our highlight artist of the week, Art Pepper, from his album Art Pepper Meets the Rhythm Section, cut on a contemporary label, which was a fine independent West Coast label during the 50s and 60s, and recorded Art Pepper every chance they had an opportunity. Fine rhythm section out of the Miles Davis Quintet, Red Garland on piano, Paul Chambers on bass, and Philly Joe Jones on drums.
Well, all of my selections tonight are going to be seasonal. In fact, they're all going to be off of the same LP. The title of the LP is Duke Ellington at Ball Mask, and it was designed to simulate an actual costume ball. The only problem was it wasn't. It was all the tunes were recorded over a period of 5 days in the Columbia Studios in New York in 1958. And the producers managed to simulate the event by recording applause between tracks and background conversations in some of the slower passages. So I thought it'd be interesting to go along with this charade and introduce not only the tunes, but the characters they represent. So our first character is a party animal. He was first immortalized in music in 1933 in a Disney cartoon entitled The Three Little Pigs. And Duke's arrangement features Clark Terry on flugelhorn, and then Paul Gonsalves wraps it up. And let's listen to his arrangement of Who's Afraid of the Big Bad Wolf?
Thank you.
there you had The Big Bad Wolf, which I don't think anybody's afraid of anymore. That was written by Frank Churchill and Ann Ronell for that Disney cartoon in 1933. And you heard Clark Terry and Paul Gonzalez do a great work of it.
Now we're going to return to our Spotlight Artist of the Week, alto sax man Art Pepper. And he's back in the Contemporary studio on this particular date from October of 1960. And on this particular session, he's joined by that great raconteur, trumpet man Jack Sheldon, fine Pete Jolly on piano. Pete Jolly was one of the finest pianists on the West Coast at the time. Jimmy Bond on bass, Frank Butler on drummer, fine West Coast drummer. And this is a Benny Carter composition. Benny Carter was a fine alto sax player himself and a great orchestra leader, arranger, composer. And in fact, this is his own composition, How Can You Lose?
Thank you.
That was Alto Sax Band, Art Pepper, our Spotlight Artist of the Week, doing a Benny Carter composition. How can you lose a great alto sax player? Matter of fact, Art Pepper's first major gig was at about 18 or 19 years old, was in the Benny Carter Big Band out on the West Coast. Art was joined by Jack Sheldon on trumpet, Pete Jolly on piano, Jimmy Bond on bass, Frank Butler on drums, from an album called Smack Up.
Well, our next character at our masked ball is a sort of a lowlife type. The tune recognizing him was written by Larry Clinton in 1937, and it was used mainly as background music for magic acts and spook shows. Duke's arrangement of this tune features Harry Carney. The liner notes list Harry as playing baritone sax, but I don't think a baritone sax can go this low. I think Harry's on the bass sax. And so let's listen to Satan Takes a Holiday. And there we have Satan taking a holiday to attend our simulated masked ball. That Duke there featured Harry Carney on bass sax, and that did the job.
We're going to move on now to another track by our Spotlight Artist of the Week, alto sax man Art Pepper, This time he was in the Pacific Jazz Studio. He did some work for contemporary and some work for Pacific Jazz. This is his Pacific Jazz album, The Artistry of Pepper. And joining Art on tenor sax is a fine arranger, composer, and tenor sax man that worked in the Woody Herman Band for quite some time, Bill Perkins. Jimmy Rolls is here on piano, Ben Tucker on bass, Mel Lewis on drums, and this is their rendition of George and Ira Gershwin's classic, A Foggy Day. Page out of the George and Ira Gershwin songbook, A Foggy Day, and we had two horn front line here of reed men of Art Pepper on alto sax and Bill Perkins on tenor sax, tastefully accompanied by the ever droll Jimmy Rolls on piano, Ben Tucker on bass, Mel Lewis on drums. recorded in December 1956 on a Pacific Jazz label.
Well, the next character at our masked ball to be introduced is a doll. In fact, she's a satin doll. And this is one of Duke's most popular compositions. He wrote it together with Billy Strayhorn, and then Johnny Mercer added lyrics later. He wrote it in 1953, and it quickly became a jazz standard. In this particular arrangement, Duke is going to work with Jimmy Wood on bass, along with lots of the ensemble, for Satin Doll. Duke's composition, Satin Doll, featuring there Duke on piano and Jimmy Wood on bass.
Well, very seldom did our highlight artist, Art Pepper, do a concept album, or very seldom did he do a session backed up by a big band. Well, this is not really a big band. It's a little big band. It's like about 10 or 11 in the ensemble, and as a matter of fact, the contemporary title is Art Pepper Plus 11, Modern Jazz Classics. And they go through a whole series of modern jazz classics such as Opus to Funk and Round Midnight, Four Brothers, etc., etc. And we're going to play something that was written by Jerry Mulligan called Walking Shoes. And by the way, the whole session was arranged and conducted by the great pianist and West Coast artist Marty Paich. So let's listen to Walking Shoes. Fine Marty Paich arrangement of Jerry Mulligan's classic jazz composition, Walking Shoes. It was our highlight artist of the week, Art Pepper, leading that small ensemble through that particular composition. It was cut on the Contemporary label back in around 1957.
Well, the next character at our costume ball to be introduced is very mysterious. The tune written about her was by Mort Dixon and Allie Rubel, and it was a 1935 composition said to be inspired by the woman who accompanied John Dillinger when he was shot by the FBI in 1934. In Duke's arrangement here, he features Sam Woodyard on drums and other percussion instruments, and of course Duke on piano along with Jimmy Hamilton on clarinet and Clark Terry on flugelhorn. This is The Lady in Red. Was The Lady in Red, featuring Sam Woodyard on drums, Duke on piano, Jimmy Hamilton on clarinet, and Clark Terry on flugelhorn.
Now we find our highlight artist of the week, Art Pepper, back in the Contemporary Studios for an album that was released under his name called Intensity. And backing up Art on piano, on piano, is out of Philadelphia, kind of overlooked, underrated piano player Dolo Coker, who was really a fine bop pianist, didn't get much exposure, but he was fine. Jimmy Bond on bass, Frank Butler on drums, and this is a tune that I really like. It you don't hear it played too often. I Wished on the Moon. is a fine rendition of I Wished on the Moon by our Spotlight Artist of the Week, Art Pepper on alto sax, backed up by Dola Coker on piano, Jimmy Bond on bass, Art Frankler, Frank Butler on drums. That was from a contemporary album cut in 1960.
Well, the next character to be introduced at our costume ball is another party animal. The song about him was written by Freeme, Stothard, and Wright and was introduced in the 1937 film Firefly, starring Jeanette MacDonald and Alan Jones. Duke's arrangement here features Britt Woodman on muted trombone, and this is Donkey Serenade. And that was a Donkey Serenade featuring Britt Woodman there on muted trombone.
You've been listening to Feeling of Jazz here on Lakeshore 89.1 FM for a better part of the last hour. We're going to take a break for the news at the top of the hour. For about 5 minutes, we'll be back for a second hour of fine swinging sounds, so please stick around. We're going to close it out with our featured artist, Art Pepper, doing his own composition, Surf Ride.